Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Victor Family Victor Malco Radio Show!
Hey folks, it's time for the show!
Welcome!
Now, here's your host for all this craziness, Jack Hatfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fastest growing family talk show in all of the universe is here today. It's Mother's Day. This will be our special Mother's Day edition, and let me tell you what a treat we have for you, and I'm not kidding. I have an incredible guest coming on in a little while. And we are going to talk to a mother attempting to find that proverbial needle in the haystack. But first, let's talk about a whole bunch of mother stuff. Because to put the world right in order, we must first put this nation in order. And to put the nation in order, we must first put the family in order. And to put the family in order, we must first cultivate and succeed in our personal lives. I am your humble host, Jack Hatfield, as always, here to have a grand time doing a whole bunch of serious stuff. The libation of the evening is a tawdry Pinot Noir. I think, no, this could be Cabernet. Wait. I don't know what I was poured, but it's fantastic. Anyway, thank you for joining us. This particular episode, the Mother's Day episode here, is special to me, not only because of who we have on later, but first Mother's Day without my mom actually being here. It's going to be different, but she knows very well that I shall still treasure Mother's Day, and then I know for a fact my daughter will have a great, great time honoring her mother, and it's going to be great, and I can't wait. So, for everyone listening for the first time, what does Fix the Family, Fix America mean? Well, it's all about restoring you, improving your family, then the nation succeeds by making a generational impact for the future, all right? And we do this by our exclusive 4+1 method, which starts with positive fathering. We're going to discuss some of that today. And then we have Make a Difference Mothering. That's right, Mother's Day. Make a difference, mothers. And if your mom, look, you know your mom's made a difference. You know your mom's made a difference. And I'm going to tell you this, you need to order it. You go to Edible Arrangements and make your order, ladies and gentlemen. Mom will love the cantaloupe, the pineapple, the chocolate dipped strawberries, all arranged like a big old flower arrangement. I tell you what, that's better than any bouquet. And she gets to eat it. Can't beat that. Edible Arrangements, particularly one in the Village of Sand Hills in Columbia, South Carolina. It'd be great, great for you. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Pull through parenting and finally reveal your success. R+1 is disease in the diet, where we talk about how to prevent, cure, and treat degenerative diseases that are affecting families across the country. Now, amazingly enough, we're going to talk about a rare disorder today. That this little girl has, and we are going to start our campaign today to raise $100,000. That is our goal. That is the goal we shall reach, and you will be able to see it. You will be able to see it happen live. All right, and once we have this $100,000, then this little girl can have an incredible surgery. But then there's the second part of this whole process, and we're going to have to talk about that a little later on. But first, I'm going to talk about some mother stuff and prematurity. You know how close prematurity is with me. And now we're finding out that there's a possibility of a hormone gel that can reduce premature births by half among women with high-risk pregnancies. That means if you're in a high-risk pregnancy arena, this gel can help 50% of those ladies. Now, it's a progesterone gel inserted vaginally every day during the second half of pregnancy. Okay? And that has shown that helps women with short cervixes, I believe it'd be that, which can soften too early and lead to preterm delivery. So that's very good. So as many as 2% of the nation's annual preterm births could be prevented if short cervixes were screened for, and that could save 5,000 premature births a year. So anything that can do that, I'm looking forward to. So that was an interesting thing. I'm going to look into it deeper. That was just the highlight. So I'm pretty pleased about that. And then how about this? How about this? The season in which you're born affects everything from your eyesight to eating habits and overall health later in life. Did you know that? They have found out that if you're born in spring, you are more likely to suffer from anorexia. That's right. They're finding an excess of anorexia births in the spring months compared to the general population. Now, I don't know what that means, but they found out that every 8 out of every 100 people born between March and June has anorexia compared to 7. So 8% compared to 7% than those not born. I don't know how that 1% really shows the difference. But it's 8 to 7, okay? But then they're also finding out schizophrenia, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes, saying that it's possible these diseases are linked to some kind of environmental influence during gestation or the first few months of life. The leading candidates being, and we talk about this all the time, you regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. You new listeners, listen carefully. Vitamin D levels. The leading candidate includes vitamin D levels that come and go seasonally because of changes in nutrition and possibly weather fluctuations. What they're saying, a study from 2003, listen to this, published in the Journal of Nutrition, showed that African-American babies born in the summer and fall were smaller than those born at other times. Also, babies of African-American and Puerto Rican descent gain less weight in the first 4 months if they were born in the fall. Now, babies born in the fall have a 9.5% risk of having food allergies, and babies born in November, December were 3 times more likely to suffer from eczema and wheezing. Right. Babies born in the summer months are the highest for nearsightedness, and the birth month may even affect your biological clock. Mice born in the winter were less able to adapt to the summer light cycle, which can be related to an increase of mental health disorders. And leukemia has been leaked to the spring. Now, isn't that stunning? But the common factor there is who's getting what vitamin D-wise. Who's getting what vitamin D-wise? And we talk about vitamin D all the time. It's very, very, very important. Now, I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about exactly what disease the daughter of our guest coming up later has. And we're going to go into it. All right? We've got a lot to talk about today here on Fix the Family. I'm so glad you're here listening. Thank you for being here, and I can't wait. Be right back. Fix the Family. Fix the Family. Again, thank you for being here at Fix the Family, Fix America, our special Mother's Day edition. I obviously, people say all the time, you don't know the mothers. You don't know what a mother has to go through. I'm obviously the father of a daughter. I sat by her side. I quit everything to sit by her side, to help her be the best she could be, to get her through the 130 days in the NICU. Obviously, I did not carry the child in my belly, but I was there throughout the entire carry. I watched the growth throughout the entire carry. I learned what was happening. When were the fingers being able to be seen? When were the eyelids opening? When were the eyelids formed? When was hair going to start? And what weight should she be at what time period? Learned all of that stuff. It is amazing to me how fathers, now these are obviously not positive fathers, but it is amazing to me how many fathers can just say, yeah, that's my baby, and don't really understand the growth factor that the child went through inside the mom. Now, the mom obviously feels every bit of it and feels amazing things that I know I could never feel. But now, imagine this. As such with me and my daughter, everything's going along quite well. And you read how pregnancies go and everyone, you throw the baby showers and you get a lot of gifts and there's all kind of fun stuff, fun things to do, baby's room, baby stuff, lots of stuff. And then all of a sudden you have a baby. Well, not all of a sudden, but you have a baby. Everyone's there at the hospital. Congratulations all abound. The proverbial cigar, you know, they just have fun. And then you go home and then life begins anew. But now, that's the perfect scenario. As many of you know, Jonna, my daughter, obviously came out very, very, very early. She said, I'd like to see the world before I'm supposed to. And she did. Within 1 week of normal pregnancy, within 7 days, we were surgically removing her to save both her life and mom's. Now, grasp this, ladies and gentlemen. Remember last week I told you about diseases and how really no one knows about what you go through until you're in it? Yes, people have heard of premature births, and they don't think about it. They heard about it. They kind of know about it. But then they won't really know about it unless they're in it. you don't really understand the struggles that you have throughout the day, throughout the NICU term, throughout the growth. You don't really know until you're in it. Now, this little girl that we're going to talk about today was also born premature. She's went through the NICU struggles already, and now she's going through even more struggles. She has a disease known as Fanconi anemia. I'm not trying to break into what we're going to talk to the mother about, but I want to go ahead and get into the details of what Fanconi anemia is so that we can then get to just simply talking to the mother later on. Fanconi anemia is a rare inherited blood disorder that leads to bone marrow failure. Okay, it prevents your bone marrow from making enough new blood cells for your body to work normally. It can cause your bone marrow to make many abnormal blood cells and can lead to serious health problems such as leukemia. It is a blood disorder, but it affects many of your body's organs, tissues, and systems. Children who inherit Fanconi anemia are at a higher risk of being born with birth defects, and they're at a higher risk of some cancers and other serious health problems throughout their entire life. Now what about the bone marrow here? Bone marrow is the spongy red tissue inside the large bones of your body. Healthy bone marrow contains stem cells that divide in all parts of your body, and they remove carbon dioxide from your body's cells, carry it to the lungs to be exhaled. Oxygen in, get to the red blood cells, they go out to the organs. Carbon dioxide out from the blood cells that have returned. Now, we've spoke about on this radio show many moons ago. Remember, we've been on the air a long time. How people actually aren't breathing enough. They're not deep breathing enough. Two reasons. One, lack of exercise. A lot of people aren't exercising. And two, just a lot of people don't breathe correctly. They don't get the whole in and out. They don't use the whole diaphragm. They don't fill the lungs all the way full, all the way down. That carries oxygen to all parts of your body. And remember, degenerative diseases hate oxygen. Which is potentially another reason, as we can't prove cigarettes cause certain cancers. Remember, we don't follow we don't toe the line. We don't just fall in line, but it's possible that the lack of oxygen caused by the tar buildup in the lungs could be assisting other diseases. Now, anyway, back to what we were talking about. Bone marrow creates red blood cells. They also create white blood cells, which helps your body fight infections. And they create platelets, which help your blood clot. It is absolutely normal for blood cells to die. The lifespan of a red blood cell is 120 days. So you're breathing in all those red blood cells. 120 days later, you get some more. White blood cells, here's a big key, live less than a day. Because they're designed to go fight infections. They're designed to be the big Spartan-type cells to go do what they need to do. All right, and then platelets live about 6 days. As a result, your bone marrow must constantly make new blood cells. White blood cells all the time, platelets every 6 days. And, of course, it's not a six-day cycle. It's something's happening all the time. And if your bone marrow can't make enough new blood cells to replace the ones that die, you can have serious health problems. Now, Fanconi anemia, all right, anemia, the term anemia usually refers to a condition in which the blood has a lower than normal number of red blood cells, okay? Now, Fanconi anemia is a type of aplastic anemia. In other words, the bone marrow stops making or does not make enough of all three types of blood cells. So low levels of the three types of blood cells can harm many of the body's organs and tissues and systems. All right? If you have too few blood cells, for instance, your body tissues don't get enough oxygen to work well. And that, as we know, is a degenerative disease's favorite thing. Remember, oxygen. No degenerative disease likes oxygen. Tumors don't like oxygen. So you've got to breathe as deep as you can. In fact, you can take oxygenating supplements. We've talked about that on this show. Now, if you have too few white blood cells, your body may have problems fighting infections. Okay? So that means you get sick more often. All right? Or if you get an infection, it can be worse. And then if your bone marrow can't make platelets or has too few platelets, you could suffer from excessive bleeding, so you have to pay attention to what's going on. Now, children with Fanconi anemia have a greater risk than other people for some cancers. 10% of Fanconi anemia develop leukemia. People who have Fanconi anemia and survive to adulthood are also more likely than others to develop cancerous solid tumors. And those risks of solid tumors increase with age and people who have Fanconi anemia. The tumors can develop mouth, tongue, throat, esophagus. Women who have Fanconi anemia are at much greater risk of developing tumors in the reproductive organs. This is a very unpredictable disease. Okay? The average lifespan is 20 to 30 years. And the most common cause of death related to Fanconi anemia are bone marrow failure, leukemia, and solid tumors. However, new medical advances has changed everything. Blood and marrow stem cell transplants and bone marrow transplant is a major advance in treatment. Okay? Now, however, even with this treatment, she'll have a greater risk of cancer. So she's going to have to become very, very educated on her diet, very, very educated on how she can prevent. Now, of course, at 7 years old, she's not going to worry about this. Right now, we just need to get the bone marrow transplanted so that we know we don't have a bone marrow issue. And that's why we're here today on our Mother's Day edition. So happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. That is exactly why we're going to talk about a girl named Aaliyah. Aaliyah is 7 years old, ladies and gentlemen. Aaliyah was born premature. All right, she's very loving, always singing and dancing. In fact, she just had surgery. She just had surgery yesterday. She had a platelet transfusion or a palate transfusion, and then she went in for surgery for another bone marrow biopsy and a skin biopsy. She also had her liver and kidneys scanned. All right? She had all that. Now, here's the key for everything that I've talked about, and that is getting the bone marrow transplant, obviously. And how do you get a bone marrow transplant? Well, you must find a match of someone that has the bone marrow that can help Aaliyah be better. Now, marrow matches are most likely found within a family, and secondly, within an ethnic group. Now, everyone in Aaliyah's family has already been checked. So far, she does not have a match. So, second, Aaliyah must find a bone marrow match within her ethnic group. Aaliyah is African American. That means she's going to have to find matching bone marrow from another African American. Now, as her mother told me, that's what they say, but she still would like everyone to come on in because you never know. And I agree, you never know. Now, I want everyone to grasp how easy going to see if you're a match is. All you have to do is have the inside of your mouth swabbed with a Q-tip. And they do a simple little test. And you can find out if you can save Aaliyah's life. So I'm going to implore everyone listening to the show today to do one of two things, preferably both. The first one is to donate as much as you possibly can for us to reach our goal and for you to witness our goal being reached as we go along. I'm not kidding. You can watch it. All right. The first thing you do is you read about Aaliyah's journey from here until we get the bone marrow transplant at my foundation's website, www.earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah. And Aaliyah is spelled A-L-Y-A-H. And that is because this is a young pre-miracles fight with Fanconi anemia. And you are going to be able to witness the day-by-day struggle, the day-by-day awesomeness that is happening. In fact, her mother is doing the blogging. I will blog sometimes, but you're going to love it. So get write this down. Just go simply to my foundation's website, the Voice of the Pre-Miracle, that is the Early Journey Foundation, .org/Aaliyah, A-L-Y-A-H. And you can keep up with Aaliyah and her mom, Phaedra. It is interesting how I met her mom. Her mom actually came in to just try to find out how to better get the word out. But she didn't have anywhere to give the word to. And that's why I'm here. I created the earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah blog for her. Now, remember I told you I wanted you to do one of two things, preferably both. The first one is obviously keep up with us at the website, at the blog. Okay? That is the simple thing. That's the thing that I want you to do if you are just hanging out. The other two things, preferably both that I want you to do is go find out if you are a match. Go get your cheek swab. You will find out when the drives are for you to be the match so you can join the marrow registry. That's right. There's a bone marrow registry. And all you have to do is get your swab and you get on the bone marrow registry. And then they try to match you up with anyone who's having problems. So it's not just Aaliyah's match that we're looking for. You could possibly save someone else's life. But to help save Aaliyah, the second thing you do is on the right-hand side of Aaliyah's blog, you'll see CODA donations. Now, what is CODA donations? CODA is the Children's Organ Transplant Association. Okay? You can click on that link. You will go to the Children's Organ Transplant Association site. On that site is Aaliyah's page. All right, and I want you to go to that site, and on it you have a Facebook page and a Twitter, a Facebook button and a Twitter button. And you have this big old Donate Now button, and then you have another button that says, see if your company will match your gift. And I want you to do that. Okay? I want you to do that. The entire website for her to donate is coda.donorpages.com/patientonlinedonation/coda4AaliyahH. That's a very, very long thing. It's very simple to click on the link on the side of her blog, earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah, A-L-Y-A-H. And they have the meter for the $100,000 on this site. The meter, as we began, was at 2,715. It is now already up to 3,215. Now, we need it to be $100,000, hopefully, by the end of summer. But if by the end of the show it's $100,000, that's even better. You go to earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah, A-L-Y-A-H. You click on the CODA donations. You go to the page. You see where we are. You spread the word. There's a Facebook button. There's a Twitter button. You can email this page and you can advertise that page. And then you see if your company will match your gift. If you're at a business, you're at a big business, okay, and you donate $500, your company can match your gift $500. So guess what you just did? You donated $1,000, and all you had to do was ask. Ask and you shall receive, and that's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing today. But to keep up with us, you got to keep up with us at earlyjourneyfoundation.org. /Aaliyah. And the person going to be putting most of the stuff on there, her name is Phaedra Haynes. And this why this Mother's Day episode of Fix the Family, Fix America would not be complete if we weren't going to talk to her. Phaedra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
Doing absolutely perfect. We have been speaking, I don't know if you've been listening for the last 30 minutes, but we have been talking about how this is a Mother's Day show. And then we spoke about how Aaliyah was born 7 years ago, a little premature, and is now going through the biggest fight of her life with Fanconi anemia. I went into exactly what Fanconi anemia is, a disorder of the bone marrow. But tell me, Phaedra, she had a surgery, 2 days ago, correct?
Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yesterday. Yesterday. Okay. And you've written on the new blog up with that everything went well. How's it going today?
Actually, she's doing better today. This morning, she had a little episode where she was really sore. So, you know, she had to rest a little bit longer. But this afternoon, she seems to be doing fine, you know, playing with her sisters, which is great. She's watching Dancing with the Stars and trying to dance a little bit. So she's actually doing pretty well.
Excellent. Now tell everyone who you are, your name and the little backstory and you just mentioned she has sisters, so go ahead and tell everybody what their sisters' names are and how all that came to be, and then, you know, just tell a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Phaedra Haynes. And I am Aaliyah's mother. I have three children. I have three girls, a 17-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old, Aaliyah, and Alora. When Aaliyah was born, she was born premature. She was only 6 pounds. And at that time, we knew that she had full teeth, unfortunately. She had to have a feeding tube She had a milk allergy. And then through a period of time, we found out she was deaf. Then we also found out that she had to get her esophagus tied because she had acid reflux really bad, so they tied her esophagus. And then we found out that she only had one kidney. She also had chronic asthma. So we were constantly back and forth in the hospital with her, I mean, all the time. And just last year on April the 19th, we found out that she had a blood disorder. And at that point in time, you know, I assumed that it was her asthma until they told me that they had to do a bone marrow biopsy. Then I knew it was something more serious. And then they came back to us and told us at that time she was going to need a bone marrow transplant. So, you know, as her mother, of course, at first I broke down, cried a lot, prayed a lot. Then I had to regroup, get my thoughts together, and get out there to try to save my daughter's life. So that's what I've been out here doing. We've been hosting different bone marrow drives. I've also worked with the Red Cross with blood drives as well. We've also been trying to raise money for her marrow transplant-related costs. We have been out there doing everything that we can. Right now she's not able to go to school, so she gets taught at home, and also her teachers meet her at the library, so she doesn't have to be at home all the time. We contacted the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but for her Make-A-Wish, she wants to be able to go back to school. Hmm. And so her teachers are trying to make it so she's able to at least spend one day at the school, but it just depends on what her blood levels are. If her ANC is back up and she's actually, her hemoglobin's back up and her platelets are back up, she'll be able to go to school one day. She was able to go to school on her birthday and spend the day with her class, which was awesome. She had the best day ever. And she wants the little things in life. She doesn't want to see movie stars. She doesn't want to go to Disneyland. She wants to hang out with her friends. She wants to lay in mommy's makeup. You know, she's just a beautiful, beautiful child, and she's just a love. I mean, once you meet her, you love her. Once you see her, you will absolutely love her. She's got a spirit of gold. She sings and dances all the time, and she just wants to be a kid. So now I'm out there making sure that my child lives. And in the process of that, it's not just about Aaliyah anymore. It is also about saving other lives. No one should die because of the fact that they cannot receive a bone marrow transplant. It is our responsibility as adults to get out there, join the registries, help families, do what we can, you know, to spread the love and actually do what we can for people. So that's just a little bit about us. You know, her sister, she has a 17-year-old sister who has graduated early from high school, just so that way she could help us with, you know, taking care of Aaliyah. My mother came from Atlanta to try to help me out so I'm able to work. I work 40 hours a week. Well, I work 40 hours in 3 days. This way, the rest of the week, I'm able to care for Aaliyah, take her to the doctor, and also get the word out, do our bone marrow drive, also look for fundraisers, and do other things, so that way I can make sure that I'm doing everything that I possibly can. It's been challenging, but it's worth it. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Now... That's something I've been talking about now for 2 weeks, and this is, you hit upon it, and that is, you were hit with this.
Right.
And you had no idea what Fanconi anemia was prior to Aaliyah getting it, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. See, that, and prematurity probably was a stunning thing to you as well, because you had one child prior to her, absolutely normal, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so you think you're going through just another pregnancy, another fabulous thing, and then you're hit with all of this, and as you said, as a mother, you broke down, and then now you've done what I did, what you've done, and what countless others have done when faced with tragedy, and that is, you know, step up and become the superhero that you're needed to be.
Exactly.
With,
you don't have
with,
choices.
Go ahead.
I said, you don't have choices. When you are the parent, you made the decision to have the child, you know, and it is our responsibility as parents to make sure that our children are taken care of. So, you know, that's just the love of a parent, to do all you can for your children.
Right. Now, you realize that you're saying something that we talk about all the time on this show. And this show, as you know, is called Fix the Family, Fix America. And we are highlighting the fact, two things. One, we want everyone to go and help Aaliyah get the money she needs for this transplant. And two, go and get in the registry so we can find a match. But you're talking about responsibility. You're just throwing that word around willy-nilly. When we see people all the time having normal births and not taking their parenting as responsible as they should be. And it's just refreshing when I met you that you were able to accept this burden, understand that it wouldn't be handed to you if you couldn't handle it.
Exactly.
Understand that something was calling for you to have all of this laid upon you so that you can do something larger. And that's why I am here helping you. That's why I want to tell the world about this. This is why you're on the show. And this is why we're going together to get everybody in the registry and to find a match and to get all the money we need for Aaliyah. Now, you say she loves singing and dancing and she, you found out she was deaf. How did that work, and what type of hearing does she have now?
Well, she has severe hearing loss in her right ear and moderate to severe hearing loss in her left ear. She's able to wear a hearing aid to where she can hear bits and pieces. She also reads lips very, very, very well. Before we found out that she's deaf, she read lips very well. With the hearing aid that she actually has, it has her to be able to hear some. So, you know, she's up with her class, with her fifth grade class. I mean, she doesn't miss beat at all. She's a go-getter, and she's always been that way since little girl, you know. With speech training, she had to do it herself. You know, when it came to putting on her clothes, she had to do it herself, you know. Always been that type of child to where she's focused and she knows when she wants to do something, she has to do it. So she's very, very determined. So that's one thing that I'm very proud of her for, is because a lot of times she doesn't want the help. She wants to be able to do it. And so she's very strong in that way. She does do a little bit of signing. But a lot of times, like when she's watching TV and everything else, like when she's watching Dancing with the Stars, she's watching So You Think You Could Dance, something like that, she's just trying to follow their movement. You know, a lot of times with singing and stuff like that, yeah, I have to have the TV up very, very loud or the stereo up very loud so she can hear it and she'll start singing. But it's okay. That's what makes her happy. She's just a very happy child. And matter of fact, sometimes I'll be down and I'll be like looking sad, and I try not to look sad in front of her, and she'll look at me like I'm crazy and be like, Mom, what's wrong with you? You know, and then I know to myself, you know, God is good. Nothing's wrong with me. Look at this child, just as happy as can be. I've got to stay motivated. So that's one of the things. She's always been very determined to be able to stick with everything that she wants and everything that she wants to do.
Now you're touching on something that I've spoken about for a very, very long time, and that's my own daughter is just, to me, just the happiest child I've ever seen. And it seems like most children that get hit with a large tragedy understand and do not worry about the big things, as you said. They're only worried about the little things. My daughter is happiest when her family's all together. And I'm sure Aaliyah's happiest when everybody's there and they're like, you have all your daughters there and they're all watching television and dancing and having a good time. That's probably it. That's probably her world. And that, you look at that and you're just amazed. when you hear other people complain about traffic or the weather, it's raining. You know, people come all the time and say to me, I hate the rain. I go, without the rain, you don't have flowers. You like flowers? Well, yeah, okay then. You don't complain. Just like Aaliyah has all these problems, but look at her making the most of everything she's got.
Yes.
Right? You say she's vivacious, she's loving, and if everybody meets, they just love her. And that is the same with my daughter, and that's why we hit it off so well, is because everything you were saying, I'm going, that's it, that's exactly it. There's something inside you before you were born that you can tap into, right, to be all that you want to be. And Aaliyah has that. She has tapped into her success principles and know what she has to do to succeed at everything she wants to do. She's got to just try it and go for it.
Right.
That is the amazing stuff, and that's what we talk about here on the radio show, and that's why we're so glad you're here. Again, we're speaking to Phaedra Haynes, Aaliyah's mother. Aaliyah is a 7-year-old little girl, who was born premature. She has now been diagnosed with Fanconi anemia and needs a bone marrow transplant. The bone marrow transplant must be found with a matched donor. And Phaedra, you have gone on donor drives before, and you've got some up and coming. And you're going to put them on the blog every time you're about to go to one so that people will know, correct?
Exactly. I'll let you guys know, and I'll make sure that when I update it, I'll update it in advance so that way people will be able to attend or at least stop by and say hi and at least, be able to, if they want to be a part of it, they can. They can contribute to it. They can be a part of it. They can donate if they like. And anybody that wants to donate, I also have the materials here to where I can send it out to you at any time. So anybody that would like to be a bone marrow, on the bone marrow registry, I have the information at my house where I can send it out to you so that way you can get a little more knowledge on it. And if you'd like to be registry, I'd be more than happy to send it to you.
Excellent. Well, what I'll do, instead of you giving out personal and private emails, everyone knows my email here at jhatfield@naturalsuccessprinciples.com. They can email me and say, I'd like to help Aaliyah, and I'll forward it to you, and then you can take care of it. That way we don't have to give anything out.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
So there you go. You don't even have to move from listening to the show. You don't have to do anything. You just type in the address that you know right there, and you can find out if you can match and save Aaliyah's life. That's how easy that is. Now, the donor drives that you have, people don't understand. It's very simple to find out. Like you say, you can send them the materials. They do what?
All they do is a swap. It's a
right.
Simple swab of the mouth, and there's four swabs, and you just circle on each top, the two tops of your cheeks, the bottom part of your cheeks, put them in the envelope, and send it off. It is just that. It's just that simple.
Now, see, that to me is amazing, and you go to these donor drives, and I'm sure people are sitting there going, I don't want to go because I get a needle in my arm, or I got to get blood or something. So now we're making it so simple. You just actually sit right at your computer where you're listening to this show, type in an email address, and say, send me the stuff. It's not that difficult. Now,
and if something you want to read upon, you can always go to bethematch.org, and it can tell you how simple it is.
There you go, bethematch.org. Because we talked about the first step for the bone marrow transplant, obviously, is to find the match. And that match, as I told them before, marrow match are most likely found within a family, and then secondly within an ethnic group. Now, you've already checked every one of the family, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. So now we have to find someone in the same ethnic group, African-American ethnic group, right?
Yes. Yes, we've been told by our doctors that Aaliyah will most likely need an African-American to be a match for her.
Okay.
In our drives, that is one of our biggest drives, but like I said, I'm not willing to turn away anyone because Aaliyah's not the only life that needs to be saved.
Correct.
We have to look at the big picture here and know that there are other children, other adults. There's other people out there that need to be saved. So with each drive, of course, you know, I'm reaching out to the African-American community as much as possible, but I'm willing to take on anyone that's willing to save a life.
Right, absolutely. And that's just the you've seen the heart in Aaliyah, and that heart is now enlarged your heart just the same as my daughter enlarged mine. And that is fantastic. But you told me a stat when we first met that just blew my mind. And you told me how many people were in the bone marrow registry. And then you told me how many people are African American. So the word has to get out to that community really bad. What was that stat again?
I believe that it might range a little higher now, but at the time it was that we had 14 million people on the national registry, and only 600,000 were African American.
Right. So that's a tremendous difference. And a gap there that is going to have to be overcome for all the children like Aaliyah.
Huge. Huge.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about that number, you think about and the loss of life for something so simple because of not understanding and it not being brought to people's attention. It's really time to get the word out there and get that information out into the public, because people are not being educated and they don't understand. And that's a sad thing that someone else has to die because someone else was not educated. And it's so simple.
Right. Now, I've had several celebrity kind of African Americans on my show here. And I am going to reach out to them and try to get the word out into their listenership as well, so that we have to broaden the knowledge of this, the knowledge that it's a simple swab, the knowledge that you can do it from your own home. All has to be, the word has to be gotten out there so that we can change that ratio. And that's not only to help Aaliyah, but it's to help everyone like Aaliyah. It's to help every African American that needs a bone marrow transplant from now and in the future. So you're exactly right. And again, you don't want to turn anybody away because, like you said, no one knows what the plan is, and no one knows if there's a miracle laying around.
Right.
So the more people we get in the registry, the more obvious potential matches we have. And that's very, very important. Okay. Phaedra, can you hang on through the break here and we continue on?
That sounds great. I will hold on.
Okay. That'd be fantastic. We are talking with Phaedra Haynes, mother of Aaliyah, on our Mother's Day special show, Fix the Family, Fix America. And she's talking about simply just giving an email or going to be the match.org, getting your kit at your house, swabbing your own thing. Now, a lot of people sit around and go, you know, I got to go to work. You know, I got stuff to do. I don't have time for this. Well, that's not true at all. We've now shown you how simple it is. It's very, very simple. So that is a crucial thing that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk to Phaedra more after the break, but you know what we're all about here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Once we fix one nation, that being America, we can fix others. And England and the UK and Scotland and Ireland and all those places are also on board with this show. As many of you know, we have Adele Omani. Adele Omani from the UK has her magnificent and magic minute. She brings a touch of class to my southern tale right here on this show. And her April Magnificent Minute is about to start, so get ready for some fun.
Welcome to Adele's Magic Minutes. I'm Adele Omani, the UK's expert in energetic communications. And through these minutes, I desire to bring answers to all the questions being asked about bringing wealth, success, love and happiness into your life, and to help you see that you create everything that comes into your experience. It isn't through fate or luck or bad luck. It's actually you have created everything that you experience, good or bad. Take for instance, if you feel alone, you have to understand that you have created this by taking the thoughts of feeling alone, of feeling isolated, of having nobody with you or around you. You are actually telling the universe that this is what you're happy with, because you've made it your dominant thought, which has then gone out as a dominant vibrational resonance. And the universe is very, very literal, and it will give you everything that you vibrationally send out. It will attract back exactly the same. It doesn't know whether it's good or bad. It just sends back the same vibration. So what you will carry on getting is situations that keep you on your own. It will keep on bringing you the experiences of not having people that stay around you, that move out of your experience constantly. And the way to alter this is you have to start focusing your attention on the way you desire things to be. So if you feel alone, is it because you want to be involved with groups of friends? Is it that it's particularly because you want to have a romantic partner in your life? Is it that you want to be closer to your family again? And what you have to do is actually visualize this happening now. That this is already happening. See on a day-to-day basis how you interact with people, how you're going out with groups of friends, how you're going out for weekends, or you're going away on holiday with them. Seeing yourself with this partner, going out, doing things, going out for meals, having days out, doing things together, being reunited with your family, spending time with them. Getting to know them all again, and actually visualizing the love and the joy that they are feeling at being connected to you, that these new friends love being in your company, that your partner loves being with you, that it completes them, that it makes them, are part of everything that they do. And once you start to focus on these thoughts, you then send out a completely different vibrational resonance to the universe. You're telling the universe you already have this. And so the universe has to attract back the same energy. And by attracting back the energy, what it does is it transmutes energy. It changes energy. It has to change energy into physical matter in order for you to physically have what you desire. So it has to create situations and experiences. It creates opportunities for you that start to come into your experience to meet up with people. It will attract people to come to you. And it is so important that you learn to love who you are and to believe in yourself first and foremost, because from a point of loneliness can also come a lack of self-belief, a lack of self-confidence. And if you don't have that confidence, you won't match those coincidences. So there's some work to be done around building yourself before you start to attract things into your life. But once you do, and once you focus on it, you can have the company and you can have the love of people around you every single day. But it is always your creation.
Ah, yes, that is Adele Amani's magnificent and magical minute. And that is an entire classroom, hours and hours of teaching that she does in these Magic Minutes to tell you exactly how to generate incredible things in your life simply from changing the way your outlook. We've been speaking with Phaedra Haynes for the first half, second half hour of the first hour of the show. And she has spoken about how vibrant her 7-year-old daughter is, and we're going to talk to her even more in a few minutes in the second half. But what I'm saying is, Aaliyah already knows that her thoughts are her world, and your thoughts can be your world, and you can break out and be as successful as you want to be. And if you do choose to break out of your job, and you do choose to break out of your rut, and you do choose to break out on your own, you can do so better, faster, and with more gusto just by simply by going to sandhill.sohooffice.com. It's very, very important that you can be better than you can be, and faster than you think you can, by getting a little help. These people can help you with everything: computers, networks, logos, letterheads, printing, shipping, get your stuff out. Businesses use this place as the point to ship every one of their items every day. It is incredible stuff. If you can think of something that a business does, it can get done at this place, sandhill.sohooffice.com. Now, you go there and you can be better. You can break out of your rut. You can break into your entrepreneurial spirit, and you can get everything started. That is what I'm talking about. Now, this is the Mother's Day special of Fix the Family, Fix America. You want to impress your mother? Go become a millionaire at your own business with the help of these people. That's how you impress your mother, because then you can buy her a big old edible arrangement bouquet. Right? Right. And isn't that what it's all about? Now, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back with the mother of Aaliyah, the 7-year-old baby that we're raising $100,000 for starting tonight. We're going to be back with her right after we begin the second hour of Fix the Family, Fix America.
Welcome to the Fix the Family, Fix America Radio Show.
Hey, folks. It's time for the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And now, here's your host for all this craziness, Jack Hatfield.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it can start tonight for you. It can start tonight for Aaliyah, and you can be the difference. You can be the match. It is so simple to be the match. Now, Aaliyah has a blog, earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah. There you can keep up with what her mother and her are doing on a regular basis, hopefully daily. They are going to be talking about their surgeries. They're going to be talking about their trips to the doctor. They're going to be talking about their donors. They're going to be talking about just the happy times that they're going through. Possibly they could just be telling us that their day was great. Whatever it is, you can follow what's going on. But that's not just what you have to do. You also have to go to the CODA donation page and donate to get us to $100,000. That's our deal. And that link is right on the side of the earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah blog page. So you don't have an excuse not to go. You don't have an excuse not to get the swab equipment and try to see if you're a match. You have no more excuses. We've eliminated them all. While you're sitting at the computer listening to this show, you can make all of this happen. And while you're sitting at this show, you can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheJackHatfield. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JackHatfield. Keep up with what's going on with Aaliyah. Keep up with what's going on with Fanconi Anemia. And keep up with what's going on with Fix the Family, Fix America. You can also write on that page that you donate. I've told you this earlier in the first hour. You can click on that Facebook button. You can click on that Twitter button. Tell all your friends to donate. So we got to spread the word. That is the key here. Spreading the word. You tell someone, they tell someone. They tell someone, then goes and tells someone else. We spread the word that gets Aaliyah her $100,000, gets her bone marrow transplant, find a match, and make it happen. It's that simple. Wouldn't that be great, Phaedra? Are you there? And wouldn't it be fantastic to happen very quickly?
It would be awesome. It would be awesome if that happened quickly, especially with, you know, just being able to spend time with her and actually, you know, care for her the way that she needs to be cared for, you know. Over the last 2 days, you know, just being able to be home with her and care for her, I think that had a lot to do with it as well, with her recovering as well as she has, you know. She'll just come up to me and just be like, well, Mom, can I have a hug and kiss? And that'll make her day. It's just the simple things in life that the kids love. You know, it's not about material things. It is just about being loved. And like you said, fixing the family, fixing America. And, I mean, just being able to spread love to your family is just, it's just a wonderful thing to me, just to be able to just sit with them, you know, whether I'm sitting at the dinner table with them and talking to them or I'm just giving them a hug and kiss. You know, those are just the important things to them. They don't care about anything else.
That's right. So, and that's exactly right. And that's what we're all about here. We got 4+1 ways that we do it, Phaedra. We do it with positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And the plus one is disease in the diet, where we stop degenerative diseases that are affecting families. Right here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Now, Fanconi Anemia is not a degenerative disease. It's a very rare blood disorder. It is not a disease that is affecting a lot of people, but there has been great strides in fixing it and making it better and living longer than ever before. And that this bone marrow transplant is that big key. And so that's good. Now, people are going to want to know a little bit more about you. I guarantee you, one of the questions I get all the time is, you know, I'm the father. I wrote a book about my daughter, and I wrote a second book. And people are going to want to know, you know, you're the mother. You're doing this drive. It's fantastic. You're doing great. Father is not really in the picture this time.
At this time, he's going through his own difficult times and not understanding, you know, why this had to affect his child. Some people do that with, when they don't understand what's going on, they, you know, they have to take time out for themselves. And unfortunately, right now, you know, I have to be mom and dad, and I have to do what I have to do for my child. You know, we constantly pray for him, and he comes and he visits the girls and everything, you know, make sure that they're okay and get them, you know, certain things that they need. But right now, as the driving force, it's me. Unfortunately, I'm having to do it alone, but I really don't see it as me doing it alone, because with God on my side, I'll never be alone. And I know that this is something that is accomplishable. I mean, thank God he put you in my path. Who knew that I was going to meet you in Soho that day? I was just going there to make some copies. You know, I was using my copies and putting my copies up in every business I could go to. I walked downtown and I would hand them out to different businesses, and Soho just happened to be the place that was close to my house. And I was like, well, I need to make some copies. So I went there, and there you were, right in my pathway. I had no idea you had gone through, the struggles that you had gone through, and just speaking with you was just magical for me, because I knew that I wasn't alone in this struggle, you know, that there are other parents out there that go through struggles. It may not be exactly like mine, but to know that people have the drive that I have and then love other people and willing to help, you know, that makes all the difference in the world. I mean, once Aaliyah gets her bone marrow, you know, transplant, I mean, believe this, this is not just where we stop. That's going to be the beginning for us. You know, we will continue on. We will continue on to help other families, to do what we can to get out in the communities and to reach out to others. So, you know, I pray that, you know, my husband will come along and decide to participate. But if he doesn't, I always have God, and God has brought wonderful people in my path, and you have been one. So I'm thankful for you, too, for just being there and helping me out.
You broke up there, at least on my side, probably not on the on the recording, so that's fine. You're exactly right. I mean, I'm here with you. That's why we're together. We're going to do way more than everything. The fact that your daughter was premature is just a amazing, you know, commonality that we have. And now, people listening, I want you to understand and grasp what she just said. She is now mother and father. She's now family. She had to do what she had to do to fix her family, so that she can help her daughter. That is very, very crucial stuff for you to know. Phaedra, on the drives that you have, and well, Aaliyah can't go to school because she may get sick, because we spoke about earlier, I discussed how the bone marrow makes the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and platelets. And if it's not making the correct number of white blood cells, she can get very sick. And that could in turn be not good for her at all. On the donor drives and stuff, you've taken pictures of Aaliyah doing things like this, and you've taken pictures of Aaliyah at surgeries. You're going to be able to share those on the blog as well, correct?
Yes, most definitely. Every time Aaliyah goes into the hospital, I make sure that I take pictures. And, you know, these are things that we can look back on, and I can tell her, look, do you remember when you were this sick? And look at you now. You know, these are things that we can do. And at different drives, the wonderful thing about it is when we have flyers and our poster boards up, people sign them. So what we're going to do is during transplant time, when we have our actual bone marrow transplant, I'll be able to read everything that people have put on her blog, also on those posters. Those posters will be able to go up in her room, so that way she can look and see how many people are out there trying to help her and to help others, to motivate her to stay well and to give her that drive to do the best that she can to fight for her life during that time.
Right. See, and that's interesting. If you can, you know, share with people those pictures of those boards on the blog and stuff like that, whatever. I'm sure everyone listening right now is saying, you know, tell me more. And then, you know, they're not going to get a whole bunch from an hour or so interview, but they will get a bunch as the days go by, and they see what you're doing and how your day went, how's Aaliyah doing, that kind of thing. So that would be something that I guarantee you, that they're sitting there right now going, you know, I'd like a little more, how's this going?
Right, and I'd be more than happy to put those pictures up. She has a picture where she was in the hospital actually one time, and the circus came, and she got to take a picture with one of the clowns. And Leah's not too fond of clowns at all, so I was like, oh, no, I didn't know how that was going to turn out. But it was the highlight of her day. She really enjoyed it, and she took the picture with the clowns. So I was really happy, you know, about that. And I have pictures like that, and the pictures with her. And sometimes people bring dogs in to the hospital, you know, and the dogs will pray with the children, which is amazing. And it's just, you know, she's a little bit afraid of the dogs. But to actually see, you know, a dog praying with a child, it is just amazing. So I'll have to put the pictures up of the dogs praying. And,
definitely.
You know, people that come in, you know, we had a school come in, a soccer team. It was Lexington High School soccer team that came in during the time that she was there getting a transfusion, and they gave out Easter baskets. You know, there's a lot of people out there that care, you know, and it's just about getting the knowledge out to them and just spreading the love and spreading the joy and just letting people see, hey, you know, it's up to us to, you know, to do these things, you know. So I definitely will be more than happy to share all of that information.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun ride, and that's going to be a fun thing that the blog is going to give to everyone listening. To just keep up with the Lee and make sure everything's going to go well, and we raise the money as quickly as possible and get that done, and then of course, you know, you'll keep on going with that and tell everybody how you're going on and helping, and sure, Aaliyah will even be able to speak about it later on in her life.
Yes, and that's the thing. Once she starts feeling better, you know, and she's doing better, I did let her go to 2 different drives. You know, she has to wear a mask if she's out in public, you know, and every now and then I will let her go to a drive so that way, you know, she can be there, take a picture, and say thank you. You know, she does like doing that. She likes to be able to say thank you, and she loves to be around people. But, you know, that's just something that she really, really can't do. So she has to have, you know, a blood, you know, transfusion or platelet transfusion before she would be able to come out. And if that's something that is there and she's able to do that, then I do allow her to come periodically just to say hello and to say thank you.
Right. Now, you're saying you had her, she didn't like clowns, and now she liked that clown that came into the room. And then you said earlier also that you were been there for 2 days with her, seeing her grow. Now those things, watching her grow and get over things like, you know, a clown fear is just got to be amazing. And I got to tell you why that struck out in me is because there was a fair in town, and my daughter went to the fair and jumped on one of those bungee rope trampolines. So she actually flew like 25 feet in the air. And she would have never done anything like that. So I'm watching her breakthrough, and I'm sure you being able to be with Aaliyah the last 2 days and then see that her get over clown fears and things like that, you're watching a child going through some of the most amazing things that you can imagine. Transfusion, you're talking about transfusions and all kind of things all the time, but yet you see her grow and she's taking bigger steps. Tell me what you're thinking when you see stuff like that.
Well, of course, you know, I always give thanks to God, you know, for it, you know, and I just see the potential in her, you know, and I see where she once was and how she's growing and how she's accomplishing things and how she's, you know, I know she's a fighter, you know, I know that she has that fight and that will in her, and to be able to be a part of that and know that all of this is not in vain. This is all for a child that I know in life she will definitely be doing something for somebody else because of her personality, of who she is. She has just overcome so much. It's amazing. It's just amazing for a parent to be able to see that and to be a part of it. You know, it's just a true blessing.
Now, Phaedra, something that happens on the show regularly is we have callers. I actually have a caller. I'm going to let them ask. They probably have a question for you, I'm hoping. Caller, can I get your name, please?
Hi, is that me?
That'd be you, yes.
Yes, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and I was just listening and enjoying the theme of fixing the family and fixing America, because that's what I'm trying to do too.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have a question for Phaedra right now?
Well, I wanted to know if she is familiar with a concept of what I term creative utilization of information. It can empower people, businesses, communities, and families. If you learn how to think more creatively, interact with existing technologies and with each other in collaborative, caring, sharing ways.
Yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely. That's one of the things, as you know, if you listen here, that when we talk about that an awful lot. Let me get back with her. If you could call back in either next week or later on after her interview, I'd greatly like to talk with you about that further, if you don't mind. I'm in the middle.
If I could do this instead, I'll just give you a blog or you have my number, because I'm disabled. I don't have email. A blog was put on the internet for me, and you might find it quite interesting. If you just Google the word creativity777.com, then you can call me anytime whenever it's convenient.
All right, excellent. We will do so, and I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you, and God bless all the work you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Phaedra, see, there's a lot of times that people are moved by things that you say and do, and you never know how what you say and do, and when you say and do it, that people can get moved that then just want to help, even though they just want to be the match, or they just want to help you in any way. And what we're trying to get out to people is they can help in two ways. They can get that swab to find out if they're the bone marrow match, and they can, of course, go to your blog and go to the donation page and make that happen. And you're moving people across the country. That person was in Virginia, and just everyone's going to be moved by your work. And so that's got to make you feel good. Now, back to the growth question. When you see Aaliyah grow in different places, I'm sure after you found out she was deaf, that was amazing to you, because you said she read lips very well and she does it very well now. Do people kind of not even know she's deaf because of her amazing abilities?
Yeah, and actually the thing that had stunned us the most was because she was so small at the time. We did have teachers come to the house to help her with her motor skills and also to help her with her signing. And just to see that she took that challenge on like nothing, like no other child. I mean, she would sit there and watch the signing shows with the teachers, and this was at age 2, and then she would do it, and then she'd look at the teacher. The teacher would say stuff, and then Aaliyah would repeat it. Now, she does have a speech therapist to help her with her speech, but it's just amazing to see her accomplishments from being deaf to speaking clearly. A lot of times when you're deaf, you have a slur sometimes, and
right,
you can't understand words. Your words are not clear. Aaliyah practiced. She always practices her words. That's something that she does on her own because she wants to be understood very clear. And when she says something, and she means it, she wants to make sure that you totally understand it. And I laugh about that, but it's because of the motivation that she has and how strong she is.
Right. Does she really enunciate her words so that you know what she's saying to you?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan's done the same thing all her life. It's very amazing to see. I mean, when I copyrighted and created the term pre-miracles, it was about premature children. I created pre-miracles, and that's exactly how I feel. Premature children are not. Well, they're different, but they're not different in a bad way. They're different in an amazing way that they've already tapped into everything they have, and they've already succeeded in overcoming some of the most gigantic odds. And so the term pre-miracle just seemed to fit, and that's why I created that term. And now we're looking at your pre-miracle, having had already to go through all of the struggles that prematurity brought forth to her. All
right.
of those struggles already, now fighting a second battle. It's almost like the battle is, you know, probably was never over for her. It just is extended now. And so you had a battle at the beginning with the prematurity. Then you had maybe a break, or maybe not a big break, but at least some possible times where you sighed a little. And then now you see what you've got to do and how you got to reach it. Tell me, that's an emotional roller coaster ride when you're dealing with a premature child. Then you've got that lull possibility there in the middle, and then now you've got this desire to help the world, basically, anyone with any bone marrow issues. You've got this great desire to help more than just your daughter. Can you give me a little example on your thoughts as you went from right when she came out premature to now? I mean, it had to be just a roller coaster of a time.
It really, I have to be honest, it really was, because when you have a 4-pound baby and you're holding your 4-pound baby, it's just like, thank you, Lord, you know, that she's alive and that she's doing well. You know, when she gets 5 pounds and you're like, okay, I can take her home, great. You know, and then she does better, you're back and forth in the hospital, you know, constantly praying that, you know, your child gets well and gets better, and you see her growing and getting better, then you get slapped with another obstacle in the way. You know, it brings you back down, but then you say, okay, this is something that we can handle. We can do this, you know, and I'm not going to let this, you know, get to me. You know, I just have to do what I have to do for my child. You know, with each diagnosis that we've had with certain issues with Aaliyah, it's been very difficult, but through prayer and friendship, it is something that I've been able to accomplish. Now, don't get me wrong, I do get depressed on days, and I might be driving, like going to Augusta for a bone marrow drive, and I just might just start crying by myself. But then I know that everything is going to be all right, because I know God, number one, but number two, that is just what I know I have to do as a mother. So, you know, I know that obstacles are going to be thrown in my way, but I have to show not just Aaliyah, but all of my girls that, you know what, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. I was just telling my 17-year-old the other day, I said, you might not be better than somebody else, but you always have to give your best. And I, you know, and when I think about that, you know, I may not be better than a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that can do a lot of things better than I can do. But with everything that I do, I'm going to give my best. And that's what's important.
Now, again, Aaliyah, you are bringing up topics that people are... Phaedra.
Okay.
You are bringing up, I was just reading the blog and stuff, so trying to keep it all together. You bring up some things that only this audience is going to know what you're talking about, and that is, one, you know you have the responsibility to take care of her. You know you've got to do all you can. And then, three, you're trying to do your best at everything you do.
Exactly.
So, you remember we talked about the positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, reveal your success. So you are revealing your success in turn with Aaliyah revealing hers. You're obviously pulling through as a parent. You're doing all the parenting. You've obviously become a make a difference mother, and that is crucial. And you're having to do some of the positive fathering. I mean, that is amazing, and that's why this audience is going to know exactly what you're talking about. But if you get any new listeners to this show and you sit there and talk about, I'm just doing what I have to do and I'm being a responsible mother and that kind of thing, you're bringing out topics that could blow their mind. They're going, what, are you supposed to take care of your children? Are you're supposed to go around and find donors? I thought there was a hospital for this or something. And that is what I want people to realize, that you have went through so many up and downs and roller coasters, and every day had to find the positive in the day, or have to find, you know, I've been there with you. Every day you have to find, where is the one thing I can hang my hat on before I go to sleep tonight? Where is the one good thing that I got right now that will allow me to just close my eyes and rest for a second? And you've had so many of those days, but yet you're still going forward, and that's why we're here together making this happen. You're still going forward. You're still doing whatever it takes. Aaliyah is right now dancing, you say. I mean, that is all of that is amazing stuff. And I want people to grasp this concept, you know, because you never know about something until you're in it. As I said, you never know about these diseases and about these issues until you're in one. And I'm trying to make people grasp the fact that you've roller coastered throughout this entire journey, and you're still here and you're still fighting, and we're just asking for help to make it all, to get to a finalized point so that we can then move forward and help more people. And that is just amazing stuff. And Phaedra, I'm so happy. We're going to have you on the show many, many times here. We're going to get updates about Aaliyah. People can go to the blog at earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah and keep up with you. You're going to be typing in there all the time, correct?
Definitely.
All right. And then, of course, you can keep up with me and everything that I know that Phaedra says and Aaliyah says and does at facebook.com/TheJackHatfield and twitter.com/JackHatfield. And again, Phaedra has said she will send you the kit to see if you're the match. All you have to do is email us at J. Hatfield at Natural Success Principles. I forward your address on to Phaedra. She sends you the kit, a thank you card, and we find out if you're the one. I mean, you could be the magical one that makes all of this possible right now, today, ladies and gentlemen. That right there should make you want to swab your mouth to find out, because you can make a difference in 2 seconds. In 20 seconds of swabbing your mouth, you can make such a huge difference in someone's life. And that is important. Phaedra, I got to tell you, this is going to be great. You can tell everyone to listen to this. The show is up all week long, just so you know how this works. Say that again?
Because that's wonderful.
Yeah, the show never goes away, actually. After next week's show, it actually just becomes the second show in the player. So this show never goes away. Someone can listen to this show in your words for eternity. It'll be archived and in the list from now on. So you have been a Fix the Family, Fix America guest. And as you know, Fix the Family, Fix America is helping and partnering with the mother of Aaliyah to make everything happen. And we're doing that with the Early Journey Foundation at earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah. You can find out all of that. Phaedra, I know you want to tell everyone any last words before we let you go. I'm sure the show's probably over and Aaliyah's probably, you know, going, Mom, what are you doing?
Well,
let
first
everybody
of all, I just
say
wanted to say thank you.
Okay, well tell everybody how your week's going to go. Does she have to go back to the hospital, or
she will not have to go back to the hospital until next week, which will be great. Her liver scan, we just found out today that her liver scan did come out very well, so I was very pleased with that. We're waiting on the rest of the bone marrow biopsy for the results on that. So as soon as I find out about that, I'd be more than happy to blog about it and let you guys know what's going on. But I want to thank you guys for listening, and I want you guys to continue to listen, because this is really a show that's going to help all families, not just mine, but all families. So thank you very, very much, and just continue to be blessed.
Well, as you saw, you've moved callers to call in. You've moved people to do something. We're going to be telling them starting today, every day, you know, go find out and help and be the match. And Phaedra, you're now on point here and going to ride with us, and we're going to make this happen. And I just want to thank you for being the Make a Difference mother that you are, and everything that you are standing up for. Understand you're not common. Okay, I want you to grasp this. You are not common. When you talk about the word has to get out, and you're getting the word out, that makes you not common. I spoke last week, just real quick, I spoke last week about a mom that says, someone should do something about my twin daughters. They had a spinal issue, and the mother simply just said, I someone should do something. Well, you're not just saying someone should do something, you're actually doing it. And that's what I talk about. So you're not common. I want you to grasp that. So when people around you, friends and family, have any means or reasons to drag you down, you just remember that you're the uncommon one here. You're the special one here. Aaliyah is the special one. And that you do not have to go in with those people. You do not have to go into the primordial goo that they are in. You are the uncommon, and that's why now you have reached the pinnacle of revealing your own success. It may not be monetary success, but every day that Aaliyah is happy and dancing, you know that you're becoming successful and Aaliyah is successful.
Thank you.
And that is key. So remember, you're uncommon. Don't listen to any naysayers. You and I are going to keep on doing what we're doing, and we're going to get the $100,000 very quickly, get the bone marrow transplant. Our biggest problem is going to be getting the word out to the African-American community to get a match.
Yes.
And we are going to get you on some other shows that actually talk to the African-American community on a larger scale, and we're going to make that happen.
Wonderful. And like I said, if I have to go door-to-door, I'm not ashamed. If I have to go door-to-door, I definitely will. And thank you so much again.
Well, we thank you for calling in. So glad to see you. Hopefully I'll see you in a couple days. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard a mother. Husband has left the building. Mother has went through traumatic struggles of prematurity, and then to come to find out of a rare blood disorder called Fanconi anemia. Her 7-year-old needs a bone marrow transplant. We need to raise the money to get her this transplant. And that's when, as you can hear from her voice, how uncommon she is. As you can hear from her words, how she is fighting to save her daughter's life. I've been here. I know exactly what she's going through. And I also saw the spark. The spark you don't see, even in other premature parents that I have met. That spark's not in them. They just treat their life as if it's all still hunky-dory. And yeah, their life is hunky-dory. But there's something special about what they went through. Understand, every minute of every day, we're gaining another parental group, hopefully, through prematurity. That is having to be affected by prematurity. Not every minute is Fanconi anemia affecting it. But grasp the fact that she has went through prematurity and now dealing with Fanconi anemia. And listen to what she says and how powerful she says it and talks about going forward. Do you hear how uncommon she is? Do you hear the boldness? Do you hear the story, the struggle, but the light? You hear that. Aaliyah is on her journey. Phaedra is along for the ride. And they're struggling against Fanconi anemia. Now let's take a small break. We've done a lot of amazing, deep stuff. I know you want to take a deep break. We'll be right back.
This is it.
A new addition to Fix the Family, Fix America, and that, you figure out what show that's from. I'm not going to tell you, but the name of the song is This Is It, and if you listen to the words of that song, this is it. Take it one day at a time, you move forward. The song has a very catchy beat. I mean, we were dancing in here in the studio, but the words are crucial. The words are crucial. And what you've just heard is an hour-long conversation with an amazing lady and an amazing seven-year-old. Okay? And she is going out and finding, listen to the stat that she said, 14 million people in the bone marrow registry. 600,000 of them African-American. Aaliyah has to have, more than likely, an African-American to be the match. Now, if you look at that 14 million to 600,000, Aaliyah has that the 1 in 600,000 shot to be a match so far. And right now, there is none. How long did it take to get the 600,000? I don't know. I'm sure it's taken a while. But every day that we sit idly by and we don't get the word out and we don't have African Americans going and putting themselves and swabbing the inside of their mouth, it's very simple. As you heard Phaedra say, she's got the kit. All you got to do is email. All you got to do is email me, Jay Hatfield at Natural Success Principles. You can do it while sitting on your tail. You can find out if you can save someone's life. So if you know someone heck how about tell everyone you know? Go right now to Aaliyah's blog, earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah. You'll see the CODA donation page on the right-hand side. You click on that. There's a Facebook button and a Twitter button. I want you to tweet and share. And let's get this done. With all that talk about the bad economy And all this talk about, remember I told you, there's no bad economy. There's only bad personal economies. Take care of your personal economy. The rest of it will take care of itself. The rest of it will take care of itself. Now, normally our mom and dad of the week on this show is normally a very bad mom or dad. But right now, our mom of the week is Phaedra Haynes. She's made a difference. Now, I can tell you, I had another mom of the week. And, of course, it was in the line of what we talk about. We talk about one of the worst moms or worst dads that we find. Because there's so many moms of the week. But we're going to leave it here on this Mother's Day special. Phaedra Haynes is going to be our mom of the week. And it's a good mom of the week. It's a real mom of the week. She's really making a difference as a mother. That's amazing. If you weren't moved by this show, if you can't bear to get up to your address bar and type in earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah, you can't move your fingers enough after hearing that mother talk. I don't know what to do for you. I know my audience has already done all they are. Now, I realize a lot of my audience is not on the day that this show airs. That is true. So if you're listening to this on a Friday, Thursday, a Saturday, a Sunday, same thing applies. I know you can do it. Phaedra and I are going to do it. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make it happen as fast as humanly possible. People are going to be so amazed. I don't ask a lot of all my friends on Facebook. You know I don't. I just give you a lot of information. I don't ask a lot of the followers on Twitter. You know I don't. I just give you a lot of information. For the first time today, I asked you, other than listen to this show, I'm asking you to click on something else. And that is go to the blog, follow the blog on a regular basis. You can get an RSS feed from it. You can have it downloaded to your iPhone, your Windows phone. I suggest the Windows phone. Oh, how many people know that, you know, I also am into the IT world? We don't talk about that much on here on Fix the Family, Fix America. We did talk about it where the FBI breaks in your door when you have a wireless connection that's not secure. Anyway. Just today, I've been speaking about it all the time, but your strawberry is going to soon be obsolete because RIM, the company who created the blueberry, it said today that it was just like a side thing of theirs. It's like it's not really their main focus. So all you people with your fans of your blackberry and strawberry, blueberry, it's all going to go by the side. So I recommend you go get a Windows phone. Really do. That was just a side note. I've been talking about it for 5 years. Just took longer than it needed to, I guess, because so many people thought it was that little ball was cool. Anyway, besides the point, let's go back to what we're talking about. Mother of the Week is a real good mother. Phaedra Haynes, you just heard her talk. I want you to tell everyone to listen to this show. I want you to tell everyone to follow us at facebook.com/TheJackHatfield. Friend us up. Follow us at twitter.com/JackHatfield. We're going to make a difference. We're going to make a difference. Now, I'm going to finish this show talking about the America's most popular drugs. Because this is Fix the Family, Fix America, and our plus one is disease and diet. Now, I've only got a few minutes. We've already been moved by the words of an incredible mother, Mother of the Week, on this Mother's Day special, Fix the Family, Fix America. But I cannot let this pass because this just came out. I mean, this just came out today. Last year, 10 of the most popular medicines were generic. Okay? And now, all but 3 are generic, which drug companies are now going to be very upset about. But prescription use has actually only grown about 1%. Okay? With so many drugs now going off patent, meaning they've hit that 7-year limit and they can become generic, the new focus is on cancer drugs. So there's no more coming out with Prilosec when they can come out with pancreatic tumor medicine that costs $7 million a dose. You see what the problem is? Do you not grasp the fact that if that's the way we're going to go, then we're going to stop gaining any pharmaceuticals that could benefit? Let's talk about what the 25 most popular drugs in America are. And this will shed some highlight on what's happening out there with disease and the diet. Now, yes, this is a far cry from what we've been talking about the last hour. We've just heard a powerful mother and grasp what her daughter went through today with a surgery and a transfusion. Yesterday. That's amazing. But here they are in the number 25 drug, Singulair. Now, Singulair, ladies and gentlemen, is non-generic. And that is out there for allergies. How many people have you seen recently come up to you and go, you know, I used to never have allergies, but now I do? And I actually said that 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I actually said, you know, I've never had allergies, and now I do. My eyes were itching like crazy. Guess what happened this year? No allergies. One time had a little bit of itch. Haven't had to do anything to deal with my itchy eyes. Yeah, I had a small scratch eye every now and then, but it, you know, no big deal. Nothing like the first year. Number 24, gabapentin. It's for seizures. Okay, a seizure medication being on the top 25 medications is amazing to me. Amazing to me. I've got to dig into why seizures are so prevalent. Number 23, Plavix. Everyone has seen that commercial. It's all about heart disease, right? Plavix about your cholesterol. Number 22, regular old ibuprofen. Number 21, oxycodone/acetaminophen. I think that's called Tylenol 3 in generic terms, right? Number 20, wayfarin sodium, otherwise known as Coumadin, a blood thinner. You know, aspirin does that, ladies and gentlemen. Celexa for depression. Number 19. Toprol, metoprolol succinate, blood pressure. Zoloft, depression. That's right. I've said 2 depressions in the top 25. Atenolol, high blood pressure. Wait a minute. We just had Toprol. Now we got Atenolol. And we've had Plavix. Ambien, number 15, insomnia. I've got to talk faster. I'm running out of time. Number 14, Lopressor. Number 15, furosemide. You know what that is? It's for high blood pressure. You know what Lopressor was for? High blood pressure. You know what atenolol was for? High blood pressure. You know what toprol was for? High blood pressure. You know what number 12 is? Lipitor. High cholesterol. You know what number 11 is for? Xanax. Anxiety. Depression. What? Number 10, the top 10, here we go. Listen carefully, you're going to love it. Hydrochlorothiazide. High blood pressure. Number 9, glucophage. Diabetes. Number 8, amoxicillin, an antibiotic. Number 7, Zithromax. How many people do you know say, I'm going to go get me a Z-Pak? The antibiotic that supposedly cures it all. Number 7. Number 8, omeprazole, otherwise known as Prilosec, acid reflux. That's number 6. Number 5, Norvasc, allodopine bisalate, high blood pressure. Number 4, Synthroid for hypothyroid. Not hyper, hypo, slowing. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, unfermented soybeans cause your thyroid to be suppressed. It's what they give cows to make them fatter. And with the number 4 drug in the world trying to fix hypothyroid, the sluggish thyroid, and 188,000 grocery products have soybeans in it, you wonder why this isn't number 1. But when I get to number 1, you'll then know why it's not. Number 3, lisinopril. Guess what that fixes? Nothing fixes anything here. Everything just treats it. High blood pressure. Number 2, Zocor. High cholesterol. And the number 1, the super big number 1 drug in all of America. Because everyone's in pain, or a lot of people just like taking it. Don't know. Anyway, let me go through this list and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on the top 25 deal with high blood pressure. You go to the doctor, they squeeze your arm with an air tube. They say you got high blood pressure. They get to give you something and tell you you got to be on it for the rest of your life. Eight out of the top 25 is for high blood pressure. Why do we all have so much high blood pressure? Oh, wait. That's right. It's that salt. It's got to be the salt. That's why there's this war on salt, and they're going to ban all salt. They're making all the salt go away, and all the salt's going to go away. God, I'm running out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Fix the Family, Fix America. You've heard an interview with some of the one of the most powerful, our mother of the week, Phaedra Haynes. I want you to go to the website, earlyjourneyfoundation.org/Aaliyah, A-L-Y-A-H. Keep up with her. Make things happen. Now, do your work. Get home. Kiss your significant other. Play with your children. Become a positive father. Make a difference, mother. Kiss them as they go to right before they go to sleep at night. Have yourself a libation. Have yourself a great day. You've heard a mother making a difference. Now you go do the same. Tomorrow, do something amazing.